Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. And I know some of you folks are planning vacations for this coming summer, spring, fall, whatever it might be. Come and visit Valentine, Nebraska area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com and check out 50 things to do, the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, wildlife refuges, and a whole lot more. So check it out, visitvalentine.com.
I've got a farmer's creed coming up, so I encourage you to hang right there while I tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. You can go to tsln.com and get the latest hot, like auction reports, things like that. And that's also where you can subscribe to get the regular publication coming to your house.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. All right, what were you going to share with us?
A farmer's creed. I believe a man's greatest possession is his dignity, and that no calling bestows this more abundantly than farming. I believe hard work and honest sweat are the building blocks of a person's character. I believe that farming, despite its hardships and disappointments, is the most honest and honorable way a man can spend his days on this earth. I believe farming nurtures the close family ties that make life rich in ways money can't buy. I believe my children are learning values that will last a lifetime and can be learned in no other way. I believe farming provides education for life and that no other occupation teaches so much about birth, growth, and maturity in such a variety of ways. I believe many of the best things in life are indeed free. The splendor of a sunrise, the rapture of wide open spaces, the exhilarating sight of your land greening each spring. I believe true happiness comes from watching your crops ripen in the field, your children grow tall in the sun, your whole family feel the pride that springs from their shared experiences. I believe that by my toil, I am giving more to the world than I am taking from it, an honor that does not come to all men. I believe my life will be measured ultimately by what I have done for my fellow man, and by this standard, I fear no judgment. I believe when a man grows old and sums up his days, he should be able to stand tall and feel pride in the life he's lived. I believe in farming because it makes all this possible.
I have a little story slash poem from Jack Ostergaard. Okay?
Oh, I'm ready.
Storyteller and poet from central Nebraska. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. He wrote this back in 1989, by the way. Old John was owner of the ugliest bull you've ever seen. And aside from being ugly, the sucker was plumb mean. The bull was athletic, and John liked to tell you so. He said, there ain't no bull around that's got more libido. When it comes to jumping fences, it was his second best skill. He's been known to stand flat-footed, jump four wires, against the wind, uphill. He has had his backside pelted with rock salt and double aught for playing with some heifers. It seems that they all caught. The old bull spread happiness into every pasture round, and still had time to care for those on his own stomping ground. But the neighbors weren't too happy with the kind of calves they got. Seems he left his stamp of ugly on every calf he brought. So, folks did a lot of talking, that something must be done to some way stop the wandering of that ugly son of a gun. Now, nobody's pointing fingers, but I heard Henry's wife say that Henry spent all winter sharpening his knife. Somebody was prepared when John turned out his bull this year, because he took a bull to pasture, but he hauled home a steer.
Ooh.
Jack Ostergaard shared that with us.
Tough lesson for that guy. All right, let's throw a few one-liners here before we have to leave. If Barbie's so popular, why do you have to buy all of her friends?
True.
If blind people wear dark glasses, why don't deaf people wear earmuffs? If cats and dogs didn't have fur, would we still pet them?
Oh, I don't know. You know, they have those hairless cats, which I think are freaky.
They are. They look very unusual. If peanut butter cookies are made from peanut butter, then what are Girl Scout cookies made of?
Thin mints.
Oh, if space is a vacuum, who changes the bags?
That's true.
Yeah, just a little humor.
Once again, if you would like to plan a vacation to the Valentine area, we'll invite you to come on down, and you start that by going to visitvalentine.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.